Blog Talk Radio.
Believing. Hallelujah.
Will it come through for me?
Yeah.
come through for you.
How long will he show me that he's still God?
Still God.
He wonders over his word, watches over his word to perform. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, he does. How to remind him of Abraham. With only half a God's word carries him. Even when it hurt and he'll come over, he still has faith in his promise. Lift his voice and his
declare that he will provide. No matter what you're going through, know that he definitely will provide for you. Hallelujah. It's not luck, it's love. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly are happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to have a word of prayer. Then we're going to get into the review. Our review is a heart for God. Do you have a heart for God? And if so, how do you know you have a heart for God? I think it's a beautiful thing to have a heart for God. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. We come because you are Heavenly Father. And we can depend on you. We can rely on you. And the way we know that you're our Heavenly Father, because we know that you're the Word, and we know that we've been born of the Word, not of the corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is your Word, according to 1 Peter 1:23. And Father God, we know we've been forgiven because in Ephesians 1 and 7, you've forgiven us of all of our sin. And you have washed us with your precious blood. And we thank you for it. That's why we have declared today that we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. According to 2 Corinthians 5:17, we are new creatures. And we believe, Father God, that what the Word of God says, and that we've been delivered from the things of the world. We've been delivered from the power of darkness. And we've been translated into your kingdom according to Colossians 1:13. So we thank you, Father God, that you set us free according to John 8:31-33. You who the Son has set free, they're free indeed. We're set free by your word. Disciples, hallelujah. That make us more than conquerors, praise God. And I thank you, Father God, for filling us. Filling us with your precious Holy Ghost, hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, for letting us know how much for us and how much you loved us. You loved us so until you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have eternal life, according to John 3:16-17, Father God. So we thank you that you made us the apple of your eye, according to Deuteronomy 32:10. I thank you, Father God, that you're doing all these great things for us, for the sons and daughters, according to Romans 8:14-15. And Father God, you're cleansing us on a day-to-day basis and making us a member of your body, according to 1 Corinthians 12:27. So I thank you. I praise you for it. Honor you forward. Ask you, Father God, to remember the things that those that are asking for prayer and line themselves up with your word. We just put ourselves in agreement with that. We're praying for those over in Mississippi, those in Arkansas, and those that have been affected by the train derailment in Ohio. Father God, we're praying for different places in this country. And then most of all, Father God, we're praying for our justice system. May justice prevail. Father God, I just thank you that this country is going to show nobody's above the law, nobody above the office. And because we've gotten some of our laws from you, Father God, I thank you right now that they've been inactive. In Jesus' mighty name, Father God, I pray this prayer. And everybody agreed with the prayer. Said amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, brothers and sisters, we're going to start with Acts 13. And I believe our text is the 22nd verse. But we went up and we caught a few of the other verses. But the verse, it's in the 16th, the 22nd verse. So the 21st verse says, and after they desired a king, and God gave them Saul, the son of God, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be the king, of whom also he gave their testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all of my will. And we talked about this week, a man after God's own heart. And just not limit to man. We talk about women. We talk about children of God. It's who limited. They're not limited to just male or female, but a child of God. And the question is, do you have a heart for God? And if you do, let God declare and decree that you're a person after his own heart. And we're going to touch on a few of the things that kind of jumped out at us. First of all, it's about the heart. This word heart, he's talking about the spirit of a man. Please do not get that twisted. When the Bible speaks of heart, most of the time it's speaking of the heart of a man. It's his spirit. Bible calls it the hidden man of the heart. Matthew 6:21 says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And he's talking about the spirit. Wherever your treasure is, that's what your spirit, that's where your spirit is at. Whatever you treasure, I'm gonna say that again. Whatever you think a lot of, That's where your heart is at. I don't know. Some people may not look at it and may want to even disagree. But I want to tell you the Bible is correct. He says where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. And you find out where a person's treasure is, you're going to find out where they're coming from. You're going to find out where their heart is at. When I think about the word treasure itself, I think about honor. I think about pride. I think about jewelry. I think about crown jewels, as far as that goes. I think about pride because a lot of people's treasure is in their pride. That's what they worth. I think about value. When I think about treasure, I think about value. I think about credit. Think about treasure. Where a person's heart treasures that, that's where their heart. Follow the treasure and you'll follow the heart. Whatever that is. Whatever their heart is there, you'll see. But as I stated this week, and I want to state it again, just because you go to church don't mean your heart is toward God. Because remember what this 22nd verse say now. I want y'all to hear the last part of that. It says, David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all of my will. So when a person is after God's own heart, hey, they're ready to fulfill the will of God. Not just talk it now, because you got a lot of people talking, but they're not about it. So a man's woman whose heart is after God, they're going to do everything they can to fulfill God's will. They're not just going to sit on the couch and say they're doing it. And they're just going to walk around telling people. No, they're going to be about it. And you'll see it. It become more than that. So just because you go to a building doesn't mean that you got a heart of God, for God. And just because you preach the message, you don't win deep in your repertoire, still don't mean you're a man after God's own heart. That's what God looking for, people after his own heart, who would do his will. Who would do his will. A lot of people figure, well, they ushering. And that's showing the world that they after God. And it's not necessarily true, brothers and sisters. And because you give them your money, don't mean you're a man or a woman after God's own heart. You know, a lot of people, they, when people give money, they figure, oh, well, that person didn't love God, they wouldn't give them all that money. I have people give money for tax purposes. They have people give money because they want to show out. So because a person giving that money, it does not mean that they are after God's own heart. They don't see things the way God sees things. They don't understand things the way God understands things. David happened to be one of those that did. David happens to be one of those that trust in God. Because if you're going to be a man after God's own heart, you're going to have to trust. I guess that's why I like Proverbs 3. So, Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, if I can get it now. My computer decided it wants to do something crazy here, but praise God, we just bind that up in the name of Jesus. Kind of hard to speak this message. The enemy want to really attack me for a lot of reasons, and I don't know them because God has forgiven me. In Genesis, got lost it. In Genesis, I'm sorry, in Ephesians. apologize for that little moment of silence there. Proverbs 3 and 5. I guess it'll pop up here in a moment. Well, we'll go this route. But they said more than one way to skin a cat. Proverbs. And they had to hit 5 and 6. 5 and 6. It reads like this here. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Talking about with thy spirit now. And lean not unto thy own understanding. In all of thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. In all of your ways. The way you acknowledge God is to acknowledge his word. Then you're acknowledging him. But in all of your ways, acknowledge him. If you're going to trust in God, you will have to deal with by depending on the word of God, by relying on the word of God, having a heart for God. Anybody else? Having a heart for God. In Proverbs, well, I'm going to say one more thing about Proverbs 3. And 5, because it's really saying, in other words, depend on God. That's a word right there. When you say trust, the question is, can you depend on God? God asking the question, can you depend on him? So when you think about trust in the Lord with all thy heart, And in other words, be trustworthy. Know that God is trustworthy, therefore you can be trustworthy. We did Philippians 4 and 7. We'll go there. And if anybody have anything you want to share, as I stated before, you're going to have to press 1 because it's important that you press 1 so I can call for you. In Philippians 4 and verse 7, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So if you want to know what is going to keep your spirit, your mind, your spirit, and your, it's going to have to be Christ. He'll keep your mind. See, they did. Keep in mind on the Lord. Keep in mind, stay on the Lord. He shall give you peace. And he give a peace like none other. Planning on being, having a heart for God. You got to have peace in your heart. That's why a lot of times it ain't worth talking to certain people. Because they don't have peace in their heart. They don't. But over in... And let me tell you what, regardless of what people say, regardless of what people do, you keep the peace in your heart. Because see, that's what Satan would love to do, is get that peace out of your heart. And you're not going to let that happen. You're not going to let it happen. Because that's what gives you comfort. That's part of your testimony, is the peace of God. Let's see if Pastor want to read that out of Messenger Bible. That's Philippians 4, Philippians 4 and 7.
And good afternoon. Amen. Philippians 4 and 7 from the Message. God knows your concerns before you know it. A sense of God's wholeness. Everything coming together for good will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displays worry at the center of your life. Amen.
Amen, amen. Okay, you have any comments, Pastor?
Well, just like you were sharing, the part I had heard getting it on, that we have to have God, his peace in our heart. Like the scripture tells us, he will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, and that's Isaiah 26 and 3. So we have to have God's peace. And that peace, when he gives us his peace, it calms any storms that we may be facing in our lives. It just, you know, calms us right down. And I like what you said, Pastor. Don't let nobody take your peace. Don't let nobody keep you from having God's peace in your heart and to trust him and depend on him. Amen.
Amen. And then we moved on to just a couple of scriptures. Things that the Lord just really put in my spirit. It's Acts 17 and 26, we'll go there first. Acts 17 and verse 26. This slow computer, how it's gonna act right. Acts 17 and verse 26. And over there, Acts 17. Computer, you gonna do what I said to do. 17. Yeah, this thing here wanna make our own decision. And then it won't happen here.
All right.
Acts 17 and verse 26. And you're talking about the peace of God. Yet Acts 17 verse 26. I'm going to read it out of the King James Version. The pastor reads out of the Messenger. And have made of one blood all nations of men, for the dwelling on all the face of the earth, and have determined the time before, appointed all the bounds and the habitation.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, he makes the creatures, and the creatures don't make him. Starting from scratch, he made the entire human race and made the earth hospitable with plenty of time and space for living so we could seek after God and not just group around or grope around in the dark, but actually find him. Amen.
Amen. So you're going to have a heart for God. You're going to have to seek the Lord. And that word seek, it really means to look for something that's been lost. You got to seek for him.
Yeah.
You will have to do your due diligence to find that. If you're going to be a man after God's own heart. And then another scripture we touched on was John 10, verses 28. John 10. I hope y'all hearing me. This John 10, praise God. Got to have it, John. John 10. I don't know why it won't. Okay, there you go. And verse 28 reads like this. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any of my men pluck them out of my hand.
Amen. Now from the Message Bible, I give them real and eternal life. They are protected from the destroyer for good. No one can steal them from out of my hand. Amen.
Yeah, when you got a heart for God, you ain't got to worry. God gonna protect you.
Amen.
You got a heart for God. Know that you will be protected no matter what. I'm asked Pastor Shear read that from the 26th through the 28th.
Okay, reading it from the Message Bible, 26th through the 28th. Everything I have done has been authorized by my Father. Actions that speak louder than words. You don't believe because you're not my sheep. My sheep recognize my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them real and eternal life. They are protected from the destroyer for good. No one can steal them from out of my hand. The Father who put them under my care is so much greater than the destroyer and the thief. No one could ever get them away from him. I and the Father are one heart and mind. Amen.
Amen, amen. I want to go to Psalms 139. I'm just going over these scriptures today that we have went over this week. And if anyone like to comment, just press 1. But these are scriptures that we went over. In Psalms 139, verses 23. I'm on computer. Verse 23 and 24. It reads like this. Search me, O Lord, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting.
Amen. From the Message Bible, investigate my life, O God. Find out everything about me. Cross-examine and test me. Get a clear picture of what I'm about. See for yourself whether I've done wrong. Then guide me on the road to eternal life. Amen.
Amen, amen. That's what you want to do. You want to be a person that have a heart for God. It's necessary that you do like David.
Mm-hmm.
He told God, search me and know my spirit. Try me and know what my mind is. Know what my thoughts are. And he said, because really you already know this stuff, but I'm giving my way to you so you'll know that I'm on the same page you are. And if you see any not be there, if you see any wickedness, leave me and I'll get rid of it. I don't have no problem with it. See, when you become a man after God's own heart, you want righteousness. That's what David wanted. David wanted righteousness.
Amen.
Yeah, he just didn't have Uriah killed. He did it. He did what was right in his sight, even though we learn, you know, it's wrong to do to have somebody killed to get their wife. But the story is bigger than that. And that's what most people have been told. And I won't get in that today because that wasn't what the lesson. The lesson was about having a man, a heart after God. And when you get a heart for God or a heart after God's heart, then you want righteousness. You want forgiveness. And that's why Joshua 1:8 that we're to meditate day and night. I always say day and night, then I'll say night and day, all the time, on his word.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
If you want a heart for God, you will stay in his word. Another scripture we dealt with was Isaiah 53:5-6. And the way God had brought that thing to me on the other day, it was somewhat different. Appreciate what God did like we should. I really don't. I have a different appreciation for what God said. But in Isaiah 53, let me go ahead and get it. Isaiah 53:5-6. Got me need to get rid of these Trojans and things just hit your computer. You ain't even. 5:6 read like this. But he was wounded for our transgression, and he was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of his peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. The sixth verse says, all we like sheep gone astray, and have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Have mercy. Amen. From the Message Bible, pains he carries are disfigurement, all the things wrong with us. We thought he brought it on himself, that God was punishing him for his own failures, but it was our sin that did that to him, that ripped and tore and crushed him, our sin. He took the punishment, and that made us whole. Through his bruises, we get healed. We're all like sheep who've wandered off and gotten lost. We've all done our own thing, gone our own way, and God has piled all our sins, everything we've done wrong, on Him. On Him. Amen.
And what the Lord has shown me on the other day is that God did this. He actually did this. So if He did this, we are healed. Not going to be.
Yeah.
We are. By His stripes, we are healed. God see that like that.
Yeah.
But God did all this stuff, and we don't appreciate it. Then we still want to walk around and say, you know, hey, I'm going to fix my own sin. You ain't no fixer. You can't fix this.
All right. Mm-hmm.
I gave an illustration, I think, might have been Friday. Listen, brother and sister, we got to appreciate what God did. I gave an illustration about this guy had this flat tire and had a blowout, whatever. And guy came along and he didn't, cause God didn't have no tools. He didn't have no jack. He didn't have no spare tire. And matter of fact, he was crippled. So he could not fix this tire. So the guy got out with the tire and everything because he had the proper tools and everything. Now, what this guy looked like telling the guy, oh, I fix my own car, when you don't have no legs, you don't have no tools, you can't. So why not let us appreciate what God did? The tire, we couldn't fix the tire. We didn't have the right tools.
Amen.
But God had them.
Yeah.
And He saw the need.
Thank you, Lord.
So, anybody have any comments?
Amen. That's why that scripture said, by His stripes we healed, because he took on everything for us. Amen.
Yeah, we're healed.
Reading that. Yeah.
Yeah. We're healed, amen. Brothers and sisters. So let's act like it. If he took our sin, then we're healed.
Mm-hmm.
We ought to act like it. If you believe that, then act like it. Then have a different confession. You know, you're one with Him.
Mm-hmm.
You're His temple.
Yeah.
You are righteous. You are holy.
Mm-hmm.
You've been chosen. So you can start preaching a different message now. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You're one of a live stone, a living stone with God.
Thank you.
What you are.
Yeah.
So that's what you are. That's what you are.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's right.
See, I went to this place, and they had this clown. Everybody wasn't a clown. They had one guy.
Mm-hmm.
He said, so the guy said, well, it's time for the clown. So that guy said, who is that? He said, that's him right there. He said, you are the clown today.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about it. That's what you are. So it is with us. We are what the Word of God declares we are.
Yeah,
because if you are healed, so if you've been healed, it strikes spiritually, then that's what you are.
Amen.
You won't change now because you change clothes. You still, you still save. You still deliver. It doesn't change you.
Mm-hmm.
You are healed.
Yeah. Amen, amen.
Anyone else? Pastor, you have anything you want to share on the comments today?
Amen. I just wanted to read that from, I think it's God's Word. I was trying to put that up on those scriptures there. From God's Word, Isaiah 53.
Oh, okay.
And get there here. 3 and verses 5 and 6. So reading it from God's Word, it says, "He was wounded for our rebellious acts. He was crushed for our sin. He was punished so that we could have peace. And we receive healing from his wounds. We have all strayed like sheep. Each one of us has turned to God. Each one of us has turned to go his own way. And the Lord has laid all our sins on him." Amen, amen.
Yeah, amen. We don't have to do it. God did it through Christ. He took care of it. Everybody trying to do they and get righteousness and try to figure it out and all going their own way, trying to make it right, forget it. God done did it through the man Christ Jesus.
Yeah,
you're free.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Excuse me.
God bless.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. Well, no one else. I thank you all, and we'll see you all tomorrow for the Word at Noon.